basically, we're going to be starting Visual Basic next week, but I decided to give you a break between so you can kind of finish up JavaScript before we start another language. And we may not make it, but we're not going to start Visual Basic till next week. So what we're doing is we're looking at numbering systems and codes, and you can click on that and it will give you a handout for those. Essentially, I wrote in here that the first part that deals with numbering systems is fine, because numbering systems don't change. But computer codes that are being used change. And this handout was dealing with IPSEDIC, which is an older computer code. So when you get to the computer code, it's not that it's wrong, it's just out of date. So we won't even look at that part, just ignore that part. And we will be looking at ASCII, which is the current coding structure that is used. And in ASCII, essentially, ASCII is made up of each character. When you hit the keyboard, each character is going to be represented with 8 binary bits, meaning 8 binary characters. And 8 bits make a byte. Okay, so you're going to be working with ASCII, which is I hit an A and I get a combination of binary bits that stands for an A. An uppercase configuration of bits is different from a lowercase configuration of bits. So I'm going to have different bits. And so I need to at least be comfortable with binary. So that's where we're starting. So we're going to look at binary, and we're actually going to look a little bit at decimal first. Okay, so when you look at decimal and think about it, decimal has 10 digits that run from 0 to 9. Okay? So it is a base 10. And base 10. And that's because there are 10 digits. And those 10 digits run from 0 to 9. So every number is made up of a base value and a positional value. And the positional value is a power of that base. So in decimal, it is powers of 10. 10 to the 0, or for that matter, anything to the 0 power, is resolved as 1. So 10 to the 0 is 1. 10 to the first is 10. 10 squared is 100. And you know that, you just don't think about it. So the number 5,724. There are 4 in the units position. The 2 is in the tens position. The 7 is in the hundreds position. The 5 is in the thousands position. And if there was another digit, it would be in the 10,000 position. And so forth. Okay, we read that as 5,724. So we read it knowing its positions. 5,724. We're reading it knowing its positions. The resolved position is simply 10 squared is 100, 10 cubed is 1,000. To figure out the value of any numbering system, you take face value times positional value. Okay, that's how you figure it out. So 5 times 10 to the third is 5 times 1,000, which is 5,000. 7 times 10 squared is 7 times 100, or 700. 2 times 10 to the first is 2 times 10, which is 20. 4 times 10 to the 0 is 4 times 1, which gets me back to the, adding them up to the 5,724. So that's just a refresher on how decimal really is, like every other numbering system. Binary is going to work the same way, except that its positional values are going to be 2. 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the 2nd, 2 to the 3rd, because binary only has 2 digits, so it is base 2. Okay. So, binary, as I just said, only has 2 digits. So binary is base 2. And the digits are 0 and 1. And the reason we use binary to represent codes is binary has 2 positions, on and off. Binary represents on and off well. 0, 1, 2 things. On, off, 2 things. So it represents on, off well. Okay, so if I start out and I have a binary 1 and I add 1 to it, okay, I can't, if I add in decimal, I go to the next digit. That's 2. But if I add in binary, I don't have a next digit. Okay, those are the only digits I got. In decimal, when you add 9 plus 1, you go to 10, right? 9 plus 1 is 10. In binary, when I add 1 to 1, it's 10. So when I add 1 is the max, when I add 1 to the max, I go to 10. So 1 plus 1 is 10. Okay. Plus 1 is going to be what? 0 and 1 is 1. Bring down the 1. So 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1. Okay? Then if I add 1 more to this, what do you think that's going to be?
That's going to be 1, 0, 1.
No, 1, 0, 0. 0. 1 plus 1 is 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 10. Okay? And then if I add 1 to that, what am I going to get?
101.
101. 0 plus 1 is 1. Bring down the 0, bring down the 1. Okay? And if I add 1 to that, what am I going to get? 110. 1 plus 1 is 10. Bring down the 0, carry the 1. Bring down the 1 and bring down the other 1. So I've got 110. 110 plus 1, what's that going to be? 111. And add 1 to that, what's that going to be?
1000.
That's right, 1000. Okay, because 1 plus 1 is 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 10. And then if I add 1 more, I'm at 1001. And I keep going like that. Okay, so that's how I can add in binary, huh?
It does that every keystroke. How would you drive it?
When you do a keystroke, it makes the bits.
Yeah.
You don't have to make the bits say thank you, keyboard. Okay. I keep taking pictures and I don't have to because I'm right in here. Okay, so what we have is we go back and to the handout and there's a chart here. Okay, so 0 in decimal is 0 in binary. 1 in decimal is 1 in binary. 2 in decimal is 10, as we just found out, because 1 plus 1 is 10. And then 3 is 11. And then 4 is 100. And this one goes all the way up to 16. So those are the binary equivalents to the decimal numbers. 9 is 1001, 10 is 1010, and so forth. So those are the numbers.
So to make it short, like in terms of what you're saying, like the letter, like the word, like 9 is like 10-1.
No, I don't want to use 10. Because 10 has implications. What does 10 imply? That there are 10 things. 10. 1-0 in binary is that.
Oh, so you're
so
saying
I don't want to call it 10.
So you're saying it in a different pattern compared to decimal with binary.
It's a different numbering system.
Yeah, that.
Okay. So I've got my chart here that goes through the binary numbers. Okay, so now I'm going to go back to that handout. And, whoops, back to the handout. There we go. I was there already. And we're going to look at this example right here. 101101. Its space value is those digits. So 101101. Then underneath each space value, I write a positional value. So the rightmost is 2 to the 0, which is defined as 1. 2 to the first is 2. 2 squared is 4. 2 cubed is 8. 2 to the fourth is 16. 2 to the 5th is 32, 2 to the 6th is 64, and I can keep going forever. Okay, 2 to the 7th is 128, 256, 512, you can just keep going forever. Okay, if you have a long enough number. So, to get the decimal value for 101101, I say, okay, like in every other numbering system, I'm going to multiply face value times positional value. And I started to the left and said 1 times 2 to the 6 is 1 times 64, which is 64. 0 times 2 to the 5th is 0 times 32, which is 0, because 0 times anything is 0. So why did I bother to write that out? Because this is the first example. I will never write that out again, probably. 1 times, the next one is a 1. 1 times 2 to the 4th is 1 times 16, which is 16. 1 times 2 to the 3rd, which is 1 times 8, which is 8. 0 times 2 squared is 0 times 4, which is 0. 1 times 2 to the 1st is 1 times 2, which is 2. 1 times 2 to the 0 is 1 times 1, which is 1. When I add them up, this is my decimal answer. Okay. That's the decimal answer. So to convert from binary to decimal, I multiply face value times positional value. And in decimal, positional values are powers of 10, because there are 10 digits. In binary, positional values are powers of 2, because there's 2 digits. So, 10110. Tell me what that is in decimal. Think you already come up with a number?
44.
You've doubled it.
Doubled.
So you did something wrong. Anybody got a number? Yeah.
22.
Yep. So the answer is 22. So I'm multiplying this by 2 to the 0, which is defined as 1. So when I write it out, I just usually put the 1. The next position is 2 to the 1st, which is 2. The next position is 2 squared, which is 4, 8, 16. So to write this out a little clearer. Actually, I should move that one over a little bit. So I'll have good things underneath. So the positional value is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. Okay, this is the face value. This is the resolved positional value. That's the resolved positional value. Resolved means I didn't write 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the squared, etc. So, I say 1 times 16 is 16, plus 0 times 8, I don't even bother to write because that's 0, plus 1 times 4 is 4, plus 1 times 2 is 2, and that gets me to 22. So the answer is 22, and you write the little 10 there to tell you that it's decimal, and you write the little 2 to tell you it's binary. We don't bother to write what numbering system we're in because we're always in decimal. But if you're in a situation where somebody doesn't know what numbering system you are in, you always write the base number at the bottom like that. So base 2 means that's in binary. That is not 10,110 in decimal. That's a number in binary. And if I put the little 10 over here, that tells me the 22 is in decimal. Yeah.
So it's different compared to most mathematics, right?
I wouldn't agree with that.
Like algebra and such?
As I said, I wouldn't agree with that because the rules for numbering systems are universal. Okay. So I would say that the numbering systems really follow the same rules you follow in decimal for a lot of them. Okay, so that is 22 in decimal. Does everybody follow how I did that? If not, now's your chance to ask. Yeah.
Could you quickly walk
through again? Sure. The positional values are 2 to the 0, which is 1. 2 to the 1st, which is 2, 2 squared, which is 4, 2 cubed, which is 8, 2 to the 4th, which is 16. And I just write out underneath for the positional values, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. And then I do it because there were 5 digits. So there were 5 digits up here, so I need something under each of the 5. If there were 6 digits, I would have written 32 next. Okay? Like I did over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th one is 32, 7th one is 64. So I keep going across like that. And then you multiply face value times positional value. Well, obviously I know when I multiply by 0, then, okay guys, okay, when I multiply by 0, it's nothing. So I didn't bother to write that down. Okay, so now I'm going to have you do one. Again. Insert. That's what I want. Okay, let's try this. Okay, tell me what that is. Thank you. Binary.
38?
Binary. We're doing today. Okay, so what does that equal in decimal? What? 38. 39. That's what I was just wondering if I'd add the grade. 39. So again, I've got 100111. And the positional values are 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. So 1 times 32 is 32. 0 times 16 is nothing. 0 times 8 is nothing. 1 times 4, 1 times 2, 1 times 1, and I've got 39. Okay.
I
so
forgot
that's
that.
39 in decimal. Okay. Questions, yeah.
Do you always write it right to left?
Yes. Just like you do in decimal. The rightmost position is the units position, then the tens position. So units, tens, hundreds, thousands, they keep getting bigger. Just like they do in decimal. Okay. And here it's 2 to the 0, because again, remember, this is 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the 2nd, 2 to the 3rd, 2 to the 4th, 2 to the 5th. Okay, and so you start with the units kind of position, and then move yourself up. Okay. Okay, let's try one more. Anybody got it? What? 85. So we've got 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. So we have the 64 has a 1 over it. Yeah, right. The 64 has a 1 over it. The 16 has a 1 over it. The 4 has a 1 over it, and the 1 has a 1 over it. You know, the ones that have a 0 over it, I'm not using, because 0 times something is 0.
You're just realizing what it's
not. Okay, so this is 85. Okay, so now we are going to go back to the handout and say, okay, how do I convert to decimal? Well, the number they're starting out with is the 91, which is 1011, I think.
See if I can remember that long enough to write it.
1011, what was it? 0, 1 equals 91. And again, little 2, little 10. Okay, so when I am dealing with converting back, so I want to convert now from decimal to binary. So I was given the decimal, and I want to convert it to binary. Okay, so first of all, I write out the powers, which is what I did here. And the one after the one I've got is 2 to the 7th, which is 128. Okay? Well, 91 is less than 128. 128 is too big. I can't subtract 128 from 91. So I don't need it. Because what I want to do is I'm going to say, okay, I'm starting out with 91. What's the first thing that I can subtract from 91? 64. I couldn't subtract the 128, so there was no need for it. So I'm going to subtract the 64. And what does that give me? So, do I need the 32?
Nope.
No, because I can't subtract it. So that gets a zero. Do I need the 16, or can I use the 16?
You need
to. Yeah, because 16 can be subtracted, which leaves me with 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I put a 1 over the 16. Can I use the 8?
Yes.
Yes. And that leaves me with 3. So I put a 1 over the 8. Can I use the 4?
No.
No. So that gets a 0. Can I use the 2?
Yes.
Yes. And that leaves me 1. Can I use the 1?
Yes.
Yes. Because I need to get down to 0. So there's how I convert back, okay, from decimal to binary. Okay. So, how many of you worked with binary before? Okay. Really, only one. Wow. Okay. So now I'm going to pull one up and have you do it. Okay, so try 215. I'm trying to get you to have to pull out a pencil.
Yeah, no pencil.
He's got two, right?
I've got a hand. That's colored
pencil. Those will work. Yeah, this is a computer class, but it's amazing how often pencil and paper is helpful.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, in the math makes sense.
Okay, binary, have you ever had binary before?
I never heard of binary before.
Okay.
The first time I've heard this. Right now I'm writing it down, like I wrote it down here, just to see what you mean. I thought like 30, like when I looked at like the, when I looked at the first one with 1, and then 2, and 4, and 8, then it moved on to 16, and then 36. I thought it would be like 36 plus 36. I thought, but I was wrong for some reason. Like I typed it on a calculator and I was wrong. It was 72 instead of 64.
Well, I'll try doing this.
All right.
I will tell you if I don't figure it out anyway.
You
can bring up your calculator and check your work. Because if you set the calculator for computer type stuff, it's in there. So, therefore, when I give you a homework assignment, you have to pass in your work. Okay? Because I know how to do a calculator too. And I want you to learn how to do it when the calculator without. So, yeah, it's a horrible world. But everybody should get 100 because you can check your work on the calculator, and if it's not right, you should fix it. So nobody should get less than 100 on this assignment. Okay? Because you can check it on the calculator.
You don't count the 256, right? You just leave it blank.
Right. So that's what I said. I don't need it.
Right.
Because 256 is greater than 215. So I didn't even need to write that. And it's the same as in decimal. If I did want to use it and put a zero in front of it, a leading zero doesn't do any harm. When you're in a strict binary, when you get into codes, then it's a different story. Okay, so 215 minus 128 gives me what?
Hold on. 87.
Okay, 87. Yep. So that's now 215. So therefore, I have put a 1 here. So now do I need the 64?
Yes.
Okay, and that gives me what 23. Left? So do I need the 32?
No.
Do I need the 16?
Yes.
And what does that leave left?
7.
So do I need the 8?
No.
And then I'm subtracting the 4, the 2, and the 1. So I'm using the 4, the 2, and the 1. So it had to be all ones and zeros, okay? Because when you're in binary, it has to be all ones and zeros. So that looks like you had the right answer. Okay? Are you comfortable with that, or do you want to try another one?
Can we try another one?
Yep. To get that thought out of your head? Because you can certainly be good at math.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got an answer?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, what do you think it is?
1111 0 0 0 0 0 Another zero.
Not sure that's what I came up with. But now I'm trying to remember. What did you get?
1111 0 0 0 0 0 0
All right, I didn't add right when I was doing it. So that's what you had, 0 0 0
Yeah.
Then I didn't add right when I was doing it. Okay, so 120 minus 64 leaves me what?
56.
So that's a 1. Minus 32.
Okay.
Minus 16. And you are right. So I'm done now. So it's 0 0 0 And somewhere where I was doing it, I added wrong or subtracted wrong. Okay? Okay, so now we're going to try playing with a little bit of arithmetic. I'm going to start out and say 1 plus 0 is 1, plus 0 is still 1, put down the 1. 1 plus 0 is 1, plus 1 is 1, 0, right? Because 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Okay, so 1 plus 1 is 1 down, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 0 is 1, plus 1 more is 1, 0, plus 0 still is 1, 0, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0, plus 1 is 1, 1, plus 1 is 1, 0, 0, so that's 1, 0, 0. So, now I want to check this. And the easiest way of checking it is to convert the numbers. Okay. So, what is 1011? What is 1011? The top number, 1011, what is it? 11. Okay. 8 and 2 and 1, right? Because 1011 is 8 and 2 and 1, it's 11. What is 1100? 12. 1100, 8 and 4 is 12. And what is 1010?
10.
10. So if I add this up, what do I come up with?
33.
So that's decimal 33. So now I'm going to come over here, and this is a 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. 32 is on, 1 is on. That means that I've got a 33, and that's the same. So I did the add correctly. Okay, but I can check by converting everything to decimal and then seeing if it works. Okay. Okay, let's try this one. Okay. You're really going to try this in your head, right?
I am. It's going to work.
You're nuts. Yeah.
No, I'm just going to move it
oh.
right in my head.
Anybody got an answer?
Got
a
29.
Huh? Well, that's maybe the decimal answer, but now you got to give it to me in binary. I don't know what the decimal answer is yet. You're right, it's 25.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't know. Got it.
You got it. What do you think it is? Maybe that's it.
Because I got 11010.
Okay. That one I can't rule out without doing it. 2, 4, 8, 16. I think that's too big, too. Anybody got a different answer? Yeah.
11001.
Yeah. That one works. Okay. And... So now let's do it. 1 + 1 = 10, + 1 = 11. Put down the 1, carry the 1. 1 + 1 = 10, + 1 = 11, + 1 = 100. Okay. Put down the 0, carry the 10. 10 + 1 = 11, + 1 = 100. +1 = 101, +1 = 110. What?
I said all I see now is zeros and ones in my heads now.
That's good. So that is the right answer. Now to convert it and check, this is a what? 101 is a what?
5.
5.
7.
6.
6.
7, 25. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. 16 and 8 is 24. +1 = 25. So that works.
That's what I did first.
Huh?
I converted it first. Then I converted it back in
there. Okay, questions? Okay, so that's how you can do addition. Okay, so now let's try subtraction.
The simple joys of subtraction. This is
Okay, so if I have 1011, and I'm going to subtract, actually I'm going to try this for a minute first. 10, yeah, I'm doing very well. I want 110. 101, okay? And I'm going to subtract 110. Okay. So, 0 from 1 is 1, right?
Yep.
1 from 0 I can't do, so what do I have to do?
Borrow.
And just like in decimal, I cross that out and I borrow 10. But the difference is, how many ones am I borrowing?
Two.
Two. So 1 from 10 is what?
1. Just
1.
Yeah.
1 from 10 is 1, right?
Yeah.
So now I've got nothing left here. 1 from nothing I can't do, so again I have to borrow. And that brings over 10 over there. And
just
1 from 10 is what?
Just a 1.
1. Okay. So to check this, I can do the same thing I do in decimal, is re-add. 0 plus 1 is 1. 1 plus 1 is 10. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 10, plus 1 is 11. So that's one way I can check it. And these two are the same, so therefore it's the same. Then I can convert it. What is 1101?
13.
8 and 4 are turned on, that's 12. And one more, that's 13. And what is 1 and 1? And 0. 110.
No.
Don't forget 8, 4, 2, 1. So 110 has the 4 and 2 turned on, right? So it's 6. So 6 from 13 is what? In the decimal.
Oh.
Huh?
19.
Yeah, are we subtracting?
I'm subtracting.
Oh.
6 from 13.
7.
7.
Jesus.
And what is 111? What's 111?
7.
7. So it worked. 111 equals a 7 in decimal, and so they're the same. So that worked. Okay? Now, what about if I have this? So this one, 0 from 1 is 1. Okay. 1 from 0 I can't do. But I can't borrow from the next place because that's a 0. So I have to come over here to borrow.
Oh.
This becomes a 0, this becomes a 10.
It's just got so much easier.
But that's not where I want it. So I borrow from that, leaving 1 behind, and bring over the 10. So 1 from 10 is 1, 1 from 1 is 0, and nothing from nothing is 0. So it's just 1, 1 is the answer. Okay. So what is 1001? What is this in decimal?
9.
9. And what is 110?
6.
And the answer is 3, and what's 1, 1?
3.
3. So it worked. And you can also add these up. 1, 0, carry the 1, 0, carry the 1. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
See you.
Give that one a try.
If there's nothing to subtract by, you just bring it down, right?
Same as in decimal. Same rules apply as in decimal. It's just the big difference is that 1 0 is 2 1s.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is an answer? You look like you've got an answer. What do you think?
1 1 0 1 0.
Anybody buy onto that? Okay. So, 1 from 1 is 0, right?
Yeah.
Then 1 from 0 I can't do. So I have to borrow, leaving 0 behind, and 1 0 comes over here. 1 from 1 0 is 1. 0 from 0 is 0. 1 from 0 I can't do. I try to borrow and I can't, so I come over here and borrow 1 0, but that's not where I need it, so I borrow and leave 1 and 1 0. 1 from 1 0 is 1. Nothing from 1 is 1. So 1 1 0 1 0.
Oh.
And if I add these up, 1 1 plus 1 is 0, carry the 1. Okay, so I've got the 1. 1 plus 0, carry the 1. 1 0.
This is starting to make sense now.
Good. Now, what's the top number?
37.
37? Everybody buy onto that?
Yeah.
Because it's got 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32.
Yes.
So 32 is on, 4 is on, that's 36, and 1 more is 37. What about the next number?
11.
11. 8 and 2 is 10, and 1 is 11. So that's 11, which leaves me 16. And 1, 1, 0, 1.
No, not 16, 25. 26.
Yeah, I was so proud of myself. I've actually gotten through here without making stupid mistakes. Not so easily my first class. 26, okay? So, here's the answer. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. 16 is on, 8 is on, that's 24, and 2 more is 26. So that's 26, which was what I did over here. So they're the same. So that worked as well. Okay, so that's binary. You now know binary, right? Right. Okay, so now we're going to take a look at hexadecimal. and just start to look at hexadecimal. Okay, so hexadecimal, I'm going down to the chart. Okay, hexadecimal is a numbering system that uses 16 digits. Well, we don't have 16 digits. So we count, as you can see there, after 9, capital A, capital B, C, D, E, and F. So the 16 digits in hex, okay, so this is base 16, and it has 16 digits, and the digits run 0 through F, and that's 16 digits. So it is base 16. Okay, so that's 16 digits, and it runs 0 through F.
What are the 11, 10, 11, 12?
Huh?
At the bottom.
After F, F plus 1, well, think about it. In decimal, 9 plus 1 is 1, 0. In binary, 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. In hex, F plus 1 is 1, 0. So what's the thing they have in common? We add the top digit plus 1 gets us to 1, 0. So in decimal, the top digit is 9. 9 and 1 makes 1, 0. In binary, the top digit is 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. In hex, the top digit is F. F plus 1 is 1, 0. Okay? So what happens after F? It goes 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, up to 1, 9, and then it goes 1, A, 1, B, 1, C, 1, D, 1, E, 1, F, and then what? 1 F?
1, 0.
1 F plus 1. F plus 1 is what?
1, 0.
Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is?
1, 0.
2.
No.
1 plus 1 is 2. And then it goes to 1, to 2, to 3, to 4, to 9, up to 2, 9, to A, to B, to C, to D, to E, to F, 3, 0. Okay? So what's the next number after FF?
FF?
Sorry, say that again?
100.
That's right. 1 plus F is 1, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus F is 1, 0. Okay? So again, this is a rule that's universal. How do you get to 1, 0? You hit the top digit, and you add 1 to the top digit, you're at 1, 0. Okay? And that's true in any language. Base 2 is binary, base 10 is decimal. Base 16 is hex.
It's on a 16 link.
Well, we're now going to talk about why we need 16. Okay. The ASCII code that we're going to be looking at next on Tuesday is the current code that's being used. Okay, so there's the ASCII code. It is 8 bits equals a byte or character. So 8 bits equals a byte or a character. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, now, when you dump memory to see what's going on in memory, you really don't want to see all the binary bits, all the zeros and ones, because that means every character has a zero and a one, 8 zeros and ones, and you start putting them all together, and you very quickly lose track of everything. So the decision was made, and this was a while ago, that, okay, if we divide this in half, we have two groups of four. 1, 2, 4, 8. Okay. So, if I fill all these with ones, what have I got?
15.
And what's a 15? A 15 in decimal. And what's a 15 in decimal?
Oh, a 15 is decimal 15.
Is a F in hex. Okay. So what I wanted was a numbering system where every combination of four binary bits could be represented with a single digit. Well, four binary bits goes down to this point. Decimal doesn't work because decimal 15. Okay? I want every four binary bits to be represented by one character. And the numbering system that does that is hexadecimal. Because I can max out at 15, and so I need 15 to be the top character, and hexadecimal is 16 digits is hexadecimal. Base 15 wouldn't work, it doesn't go far enough. Base 17 wouldn't work, it goes too far. Base 16 works because the highest digit in base 16 is equivalent to a decimal 15. And 15. So that means every four group of binary bits can be represented with one hexadecimal character. And every hexadecimal character can be represented with four binary bits. So it's perfect. Every hexadecimal character can be represented in four binary bits. And every four binary bits can be represented with one hexadecimal character. So that's why hexadecimal was chosen. So now, if I put this, okay, that would be a F in hexadecimal, and this is a what? It's an 11. I'm looking over there, what's an 11? An 11 is a B. So instead of memory dumping out 1111011, memory dumps out FB. And it's a lot easier to take FB and know what character, figure out what character it is, than it is to have this string of all ones and zeros. So essentially, it was chosen to represent the hexadecimal. Okay. So, when you count in this, you get to 9. And so, when you count, you say 9 plus 1 is A. Okay. A plus 1 is B. B plus 1 is C. C plus 1 is D. D plus 1 is E. E plus 1 is F. F plus 1 is 1, 0. Okay? So that's how you count in hexadecimal. Is 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, F, and then you hit 10. Or, again, you shouldn't say 10, then you hit 1, 0. Because, in fact, that 1, 0 is 16 ones. Okay, it's 16 ones. So in binary, I've got base 2 digits, 0 and 1. Decimal, I've got base 10 digits. In hexadecimal, I've got base 16, which gives me 16 digits. Okay? That makes sense? Yeah.
So, I mean, that's if you go 18 plus 1, that would be.
In decimal, 18 plus 1 is 19.
Oh, it just keeps going?
And in hex, 18 plus, yeah, I stopped at a certain point. So, I would have over here, if I keep going, 10011, which is 19, which is 13. Okay? Because 1 plus 12 is 13. 13 plus 1 is 14, then 15, then 16, 17, 18, 19, 1A. So it's just like, I mean, if you had grown up and your first grade teacher had told you, instead of learning to count to 10, you're going to learn to count to F, then you'd think that was the normal way the world worked. Okay. Okay, I don't think I want to start the conversion. We've got about a little less, about 8 or 9 minutes left, and I don't think I want the conversion. So we're going to call it quits. I will be here today, and Eric will be here if you have any questions. I'm going to put up a binary assignment when I get home, or maybe tomorrow, but the binary assignment will go up. And then we will do hexadecimal and ASCII next Tuesday. Okay? So if you have any questions, stay and ask questions. But other than that, we will call it quits. Because it just is going to take more, I think, than the 5 or 6 minutes I have left. 80% of your grade is getting the